leaders. You know, if you get any background noise going, star six yourself out. This way we might, not that I'm not going to be in lecture mode, I'm pretty much going to be in lecture mode. Is Rick there? Ricker.
He's probably...
Listen, before we get started, let me say, Monday when we announced we had three in the top 10 as ace recruiters in July, and I congratulated Rogers up in Oregon, and my son Luxembourg in the next room, and Bill and Scruggs from Kentucky. I left somebody out. And boy, you know, I didn't hear a complaint at all. And it was, and which usually could really bum somebody out, you know. But I didn't hear a complaint at all. And I want to tell you, Troy sponsored somebody last month named Kim Gebhardt, Cotterman, and she put on 15 brokers in her first month, this girl out of Gainesville, Florida, not far from me. And she came in number 4 for her first month in Ameriplan. That is a phenomenal accomplishment, worthy of special recognition. I don't even know if Kim is on this call, by the way. But are you there, Kim?
I'm here, thank you.
Oh, I am so glad you're here, and I am so sorry that we missed you. And you know why I missed you? I'd never heard of you before. And Julie didn't either. And we're going through these lists, and you're so new. Julie and I never even thought to check in the top 10 to see if there's a brand new broker there. And it went right over our heads, and we apologize to you with a lot of True Team love, Kim. And we want to say wow for your first month in Ameriplan.
Thank you very much.
Wow. I mean, you wowed us by jumping from 60,000 brokers into the top 5 in your first month in this company. And with the coaching of Troy Cotterman, your sponsor, and you learn how to plug those people in and give everybody a chance to step up and be in the game, you're off to a phenomenal warrior start. And I can promise you this, if you can hold it in that gear and do a good job at learning how to pop RSDs like we're going to be talking about tonight, you're on a 12-month plan to 100 grand, young woman, and we congratulate you.
Well, thank you very, very much.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and talk to you about several different things, all of which you're going to need a pen and paper for, and you're going to need to be able to write in shorthand. If you don't get it, please don't email me and ask, call your sponsor, because I'm not publishing this. You'll understand more why some things don't get published, and I've got to filter to have a call like this with just our leaders. You'll understand more as time goes on that I want to make sure I get them to you first. I want to get you what's hot and what's not. I want to get it to you first. So here's an assessment of the current vendors that are approved and most commonly used in prospecting, for internet prospecting. And we got a thumb up, thumb down, or neutral. Thumbs up, first of all, to ActiveSoul, Active Solutions, and Mailbox Studios. Their email campaign has been reported to me outproducing any email campaign I ever put out. Although I'm offended, I'm glad that much of it is my copy, but there's extras coded into their email campaign that track hits, unopened emails, and flies properly under the radars in ways that I wasn't getting it done. And that's a thumbs up to Active Solutions and Mailbox Studio and their email campaigns, which can be purchased independently of Mailbox Studio. And we've only had about 5 Postmaster users go and buy that. All 5 Postmaster users that went and bought that email campaign and keep themselves updated over there with them are saying it outproduced anything I've ever passed on. So you should know that's a thumbs up and take it as a jump.
I will find it.
iPro Direct, the new system many of you are beta testing, from the reports that I got, the phone verified leads are hotter than white coals. The phone verified leads over in iPro Direct, those expensive ones, are hotter than white coal. They're about to release new member leads. They'll be marked member leads for brokers. Their member leads should be hot, too. On the neutral side, their servers and their email and the rotation, that's still to be announced. let's call that to be announced, and you'll understand more when I get a little further into my call when I tell you what I'm getting ready to do, why I'm still giving them a thumbs up because I'm fixing to jump in the middle of that thing. Thumbs down to cutting-edge media, overselling those leads in such a way that people just are sick and tired of calling those cutting-edge media prospects only to hear that they're getting two calls tonight, one call the night before, and they're getting hammered by people on the telephone because these fresh live leads are being oversold, as opposed to the report I got, for example, from Harley Garber calling the live survey leads. He said, what a breath of fresh air to talk to a higher quality person and to not be told, yeah, I just got a call from the Melaleuca guy an hour ago. And, to, you know, they're exclusive. They're live phone certain, I'm sorry, they're phone surveyed leads over at iPro Direct. Phone surveyed leads. Exclusive at iPro Direct. Anyway, the quality of the leads are down at Cutting Edge Media, and they're being oversold. And the other reason why I'm giving them a thumbs down is because there's a conflict on their conference calls. Apparently, they're teaching an interview-style script where you qualify your prospects by asking them a series of questions. This is not new. This is old. That's what it was 3 years ago when I got started. It was called an interview. Someday I'll get National Sales Director Janine Andrews on here. She can give you the history of the interview. She was an interview master. We now pitch a script, and it's called a presentation. The interview's purpose is to qualify the prospect up front so you don't have to go through 14 minutes. The problem is that the people we're dealing with began to get very offended at the interview style of asking these qualifying questions up front. You had to be quite skilled of an orator with dynamic posture to run an interview in today's economy, because most people, when they ask those questions, will be offended. Since 9/11 and people wanting to work at home, there's a privacy issue increasingly dynamic here. All of it is fed properly with the Zig Ziglar Our Best phone script. All of it is fed improperly with the interview style presentation. Those that run from our script are outproducing those that run from the old interview style at least 10-1. So I give a thumbs down because they're conflicting with our proven system and teaching a system where the scoreboard does not produce. John Rogers, for example, finished number 2, and I'm telling you right now, and I hadn't talked to John about this specifically, I'm telling you right now, he follows the True Team system, he's on this call, he's not following that, anything but what we pitch, and those are the guys on the scoreboard. Growth Pro also gets a thumbs down. Many leaders have come to me and said the internet performance of Growth Pro is inadequate, and their personal service, the delivering of their sizzle cards, the setup of 800 numbers, too many people in Ameriplan buried them. I guess they can't handle that volume. And a thumbs down to Postmaster Online Automation for hijacking every Postmaster user we've ever referred to this company and putting ads on there to go and buy their leads. It's hijacking our downline. That has been pulled down. You won't find it on your Postmaster side at all. But you add that to the fact that it's 10 times more difficult than Mailbox Studio, and they're just getting a thumbs down from me. And believe me, I've given them every chance to update that thing. Believe me. A neutral goes to simple as ABC. Their member leads and their training is certainly the best thing they got going for them. Simple as ABC's member leads and training is simply, you know, the best thing they have going over there. All right. I want to tell you that hearing a lot of these beta test reports from people and putting this all together concerns me. What concerns me is that I see a lot of things happen, a lot of people working with their downline and stuff, but what concerns me is how few of you are running our proven system with a $1,000 revolving advertising budget. How few of you? And how, you know, we had, thanks to Kim, we had 4 of the top 10 on the scoreboard. But, you know, Daniel finished in number 7 last month. He's in the next room, you know, a college student. I see his schedule. I get a feel for the number of hours he's dialing and smiling. He's working this thing about 3/4 time. He's working it full time. I know what full time is because I was starving to feed my family and Julie was slipping me peanut butter jelly sandwiches under the door. So I understand the difference. And he finished number 7 like that. And John Rogers told me he was surprised to finish number 2. I think that was 15 or 19 brokers. And you know, I'm kind of surprised, too, when I look at some of this. I'm not seeing the recruiting numbers out of our organization, except for these few exceptions, that really come near what I think should be being done with this right now. But I could be wrong. So I have a confession to make. You know, when our check quadrupled there last year, I didn't any longer need to pound the phone like this, number one. And number two, to adopt all of your downline and administrate the TruTeam system to them and answer all of their emails, hundreds per day. It's, you know, a 5-6-7 hour job a day for me and Julie administrating TruTeam and answering the downline's emails, which in most cases we just point them to you and say, here's one of yours, stepping up. You know, most of we just deal with it. You know, and we're just, that's what TruTeam support is. It's not to answer all their questions. It's just to plug them into you when the percolators step up to the plate. You know, I can't administer to 200 a day. It's not possible. You know, if I didn't return your call today, I've had an upset stomach. There's only so much humanly possible, right? So I had a great excuse to manage this organization and the 3,000 brokers and thousands of members and overlook the website of the creation and all of these kind of things that we do. And it got very easy for me to get away from putting on any real brokers. So it's been a long time since I've run Postmaster, Mailbox Studio, got on the phone and really, really worked this thing. And I've been building myself up to this sense of accountability to do it. Started with Tina My Tiger pounding me that I need to do it because nobody else is doing it right. They're not on the script. They're not following the script. They're not following the script. And, you know, some people started really getting on me. They want me to do it. Here's an email from Scott McCullum. He's there, but he's not even announcing himself until he's National Sales Director. Scott, we are all rooting you on, buddy. You're going to be an NSD win tonight, tomorrow. He's down to the last 2 or 3 pieces of business, wrapping it up, putting the final killing on it. The guy was a senior executive sales director for a grand total of 3 or 4 days, probably the number 1 or 2, right behind Phil Scruggs, number 2 ever. You know, like, there's only 5 people ever that skip over pin levels like this, and Scott's, I'm glad you put a laugh out loud, an LOL at the end, because Scott, you're in very rare territory, and we're all just rooting you on. Deborah Silvaggio down in West Palm Beach is also just a handful of pieces of business away from National Sales Director. And Deborah, we are rooting you on, and we're believing in you guys. And I just am excited every time that this happens because nobody knows what it's like to make NSD and finish this out until you do it. Nobody in your group will ever understand what had to happen for you to get that snapshot in time and call it National Sales Director. Congratulations to both of you, and we're rooting you right on, right down to the finish line.
Amen, Steve.
But what I'm doing is I'm going to lead by example, get back in the game, get on the phone, put on at least 10 brokers in the month of August, and I'm going to pop 2 RFDs. I'm going to tell you exactly how I'm going to do this, and I promise you not to outspend you. I'll do it within the realm of everything I've ever taught you and everything I've ever shown you. And then I invite you to add $1,000 a month in residual builder's bonus income to your check by copying and mimicking me. Compete with me. Do what I do. Beat me, and you'll beat me with the check. It's very simple. I'm going to administrate to True Team 6 hours a day in my remaining time, plus getting sleep and living quite nicely. Thank you. I'm going to get in fully in the game, and I want you to run with me. If you do what I do, and you buy what I buy, and you dial and say what I say, then you're going to have identical or better results than me. Because I guarantee you'll have more hours to put into it than I do, because I'm administrating True Team for you. But you're going to put on 10 brokers. You're going to drive your check. My goal is to drive my check $1,000 a month by what I do in the month of August. If you'd like to join me in that, get your pen and paper and become a master copycat. Because that's, I'm going to give you the exact formula tonight on what I'm going to do tomorrow. And if you copy me, you'll have a replicated success. But before I do that, we're going to take a commercial break right in the middle of this, and I'm going to go out to the west coast of our country to a special guest we've got on the call tonight. Her homework assignment that she chose was the stability and history of Ameriplan USA. Man, when she called me and pitched me on, I said, I love it. I want to hear it Wednesday night on the call, and I want you to put it in writing, and I want to make it a training page in the back of our website, and I want to make a training email that we send out. Everybody in the whole team needs to be reading this out loud to themselves, their spouses, to even know who in the heck we even are. So I love it, and I'm so proud of you, Nancy. I know you feel a little nervous because you wanted to practice speaking. Go and do it. But let me tell you, just with a group of friends, no judges or critics here, every one of them are shaking about what their homework assignment's going to be for next week. So just relax and take it away.
Okay. Well, like Steve said, I did do the history and the future of Ameriplan as my homework assignment. And here's what I came up with. As most of you know, for over a decade, Ameriplan Corporation has been the leader in providing affordable discount health care benefits. In addition to our being the nation's leading discount health benefit provider, along with our vision, prescription, and chiropractic plan, we are proud to announce the release of Ameriplan Health. Ameriplan Health members receive significant savings up to 50%, up to 50% and more on physicians, labs, imaging centers, and a full array of medical services. The dental, vision, prescription drug, and chiropractic coverage of our plan can save you up to 80% on much-needed services. You may also realize additional savings on expenses associated with hospital admittances by utilizing the Ameriplan Health Member Advocacy Program. We are also excited about the progress being made with our upcoming nationwide veterinarian plan. This is all cutting edge in the healthcare industry. It all began back in 1992 when two twin brothers, Dennis and Daniel Bloom, heard the cry for a discounted fee for service plan and then proceeded to develop one. The business they created was the direct result of the public's demand for affordable dental care services. The market became so strong that providing a quality, affordable, supplemental health care company became the company's mission. Once the dental plan was established as a viable and clearly marketable plan, they added prescription, vision, and chiropractic care to the plan at no additional cost to its members. Being satisfied with the benefits, Dennis and Daniel set forth developing the most efficient and effective system for bringing this much-needed service to the greatest amount of people in the shortest amount of time. Through much research, trial, and error, it was determined that objectives could be met by implementing a unique marketing strategy. This was done, and the results have been incredibly successful. We now have more than 60,000 independent business owners who market this plan nationwide. Today, there are more than 43 million Americans who do not have health insurance. This number continues to rise as health care costs have continued to increase, and many employers cannot afford to offer benefits to their employees. Recognizing this issue, Ameriplan was searching for a way to meet the needs of the uninsured and underinsured consumers. Early in 2003, Ameriplan began to examine the problem and formed a consumer-driven health plan called Ameriplan Health, which is now rolling out across the nation as an answer to the growing population of uninsured and underinsured Americans. This plan will revolutionize the way Americans purchase their health care needs. Today, we are a 12-year-old, totally debt-free company with sales over $100 million. We have beautiful headquarters in one of the most prestigious business parks in Plano, Texas, the Legacy Park Business Development, which is also home to other national companies such as JCPenney's, Frito-Lay, EDS, and Dr. Pepper, to name just a few. At our headquarters, we have over 250 employees who provide outstanding service for our independent business owners, members, and our providers. Our headquarters include executive offices, a print shop, warehouse, and distribution center, along with an audio-video studio and a state-of-the-art consumer service center. Our memberships have helped approximately 2 million Americans to save substantial amounts of money with no waiting periods, no limits on the number of visits, and no claim forms to fill out. We do have over a 90% retention rate of our members. Once they get the plan, they keep it. This company does have a vision, and we will be a $1 billion-a-year healthcare company by the year 2010, if not before. This is a great company to be associated with, and we are at the right place at the right time.
Great job, Nancy.
Thank you.
Really, really good. Like I said, I like it so much, I made her type it out. We've shot it back and forth, even run it all the way through corporate, got it approved. Going to send it out to each and every one of you, and you'll find it in the training portion of the website. And that was great. That was a great assignment. You did a great job, and I appreciate you spurring me on to make this thing written down. Everybody, every broker, should have to read that as part of their hour new broker training when you sign up a new broker. Is you got to print that and read that to your spouse. You know, you got to print that and put it on the nightstand. That's one of the first things you tape to the wall. They should know something about who is Ameriplan, and that's a great assignment. Listen, I want to talk to you guys right now about getting in the game and driving your check. I want to talk to you about how to increase your income. This is a real, probably one of the most bottom line.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
It's going to be one of the most bottom line discussions that I've ever had with you. Because there is, number one, attrition is normal. Number two, you can't stop attrition even when you do all the right things with your downline. Number three, after doing all the right things with your downline, your job is to out-recruit attrition until you hit exponential growth. Attrition is normal. You can't stop attrition. You can do all the right things to be sure you're plugging everybody in, and you're still going to have attrition. You can't push a rope. The way to combat attrition is not to try to push more rope down somebody's throat, but you outpace attrition until you hit exponential growth. I'm not going to define all that because I got places to take you in the next 30 minutes. But you need to get your arms around that. And you need to speak that into your RSDs' lives. Because here's what happens. The guy makes RSD. He puts on his 4 and 6. He gets his reward, his attaboy, his pen, his pins. He gets a contract of ownership, and he gets recognized in a team email. It's nice, you know? But then, having three of those four brokers have been favors, and maybe three of the six members were favors, he has attrition. If you don't get them reinvesting right then at RSD with that money, 100% properly reinvested, then he spends that money, he has attrition, he's discouraged, he goes dead in the water. That's a critical point for you. He goes, man alive, you guys popped so many RSDs last month, we don't know how to even add them up. They don't fit on one page. We're looking at it thinking, man, we're just going to have to wait for the next Spotlight magazine to come out or something, because you guys got a whole bunch of new RSDs down there. They did what it took. They did what we told them to do. They took $6. You guys put on 1,300 members. Oh, my goodness. Let them say we don't put members on here when we do internet marketing. You got to be kidding. You stomped it. You spanked it. But we better grab those folks right now, get them reinvesting, and get them in the game running numbers. And they ought to be stepping up to the plate somewhere between where Kim was at an extreme, 15 brokers in her first month, and kind of where my goal is, and that's, I'm going to do 10. I'm going to do 10 brokers, and I'm going to pop 2 RSDs, and I'm going to move my check. And as a result of what I do this month, it will move my check by $1,000 a month in residual income. How am I going to do that? I'm going to put on 10 quality frontline brokers, at least. My goal is always to be in the double digits. You say, man, that's a lot of brokers to put on. You know how many three-way calls I've got to do? Do you know how many base shop calls I've got to do? I got to be on your call. I got to do a base shop call, and I got to train these people. Man, I got to give them an hour training each when they come in and set up their webs. Tell me, why don't you write me an email and whine to me about it while I administrate your downline and True Team support, okay? Just send me a good whiny email so that I can write you back and flush your head down the toilet. Just let me tell you. You ain't spending more time managing than I am, and I'm going to do this just with like an hour less a day in the pool. I do not believe that the leaders on this scoreboard at this place and time should all be moving into the management mode as comfortably as so many of you have. Now, there's a few that are working on structure, knocking things out, and businesses being moved around like that. You know I ain't talking to you. Don't worry about it. I'm talking to that guy stuck there at Senior or at RSD. Or whatever, you know, you're putting on 2 a month now. Wowee kazowie. You're a leader. You're on a leadership call. You better lead by example. I'll lead by example. I'm stepping right up. But let me tell you something. You better beat me. You better beat me. This is like a line in the sand as far as I'm concerned. Because I don't want to, I mean, you know, everybody's checking in on the call earlier, and they're like, you know, I'm excited. Well, I'm excited. We're all excited. Well, if we're all so excited, then why is it that we're all such managers already? We're not running the big enough numbers. God bless that new broker, Kim. Ma'am, what a warrior, what tiger way to come out of the box. But I was kind of scratching my head, wondering, wait a minute now. I know Jamie Jones finished at number 1 with 30 a month. That's another story for another day. But if number 2 is 15 a month, why all the True Team leaders in the top 5? Why don't we take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? And then I started looking at the numbers, seeing how many are running the 10 a month that I ran, building my check, and it's like, none of you. Guys, I'm always so pure straight with you, ain't I? I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't going to catch me, you ain't going to whoop me, and you ain't going to wear the ring becoming this kind of management. You're going to build a nice little $1,000, $2,000 check. It's going to be sweet. It's going to take you 2-3 years to do it. We congratulate you, and we have a welcome space for you. But I'm telling you that you can do this thing in 12 to 24 months, but not putting on a couple of pieces of business a month, you can't. You don't get there that way. You drive hard and fast, outpacing attrition until you reach exponential growth. That's the only way I know how to get the ring. I don't know any other way to get the ring. Nobody ever got the ring any other way, by the way. Certainly none of those 50 people that have gone before me got it any other way. And I doubt you're going to find a new way by becoming a manager at a mid-level entry position and putting on your few pieces of business a month. I'm a challenge in every one of you and stepping up to the plate to see if it's so hard. Is it so hard in this economy to put on 10 brokers a month? I'm gonna cry it through with y'all now. Oh my God, I'm gonna come out the pool. I'm gonna be a little less suntan when I go on the top producer trip, I reckon. I'm drawing a line in the sand because I think we got comfortable warriors out there. Comfortable warriors. Yeah, you guys, you know, we're doing all we can with this attrition thing. You can't push a rope. Get them plugged in. Give them the proper training. I'm going to tell you how to pop RSDs here, and I'm going to show you next. I'm going to give you the formula and invite you to join me, right? Because you make money by popping RSDs. You do know that, right? Frontline RSDs gives you 15%. There ain't nothing better than that unless you're getting $22.50 a month. Or, you know, that's gone, that advance, isn't it? What's the advance now on a $295 broker, OH? Not the advance, the as earned on a $295 broker, as earned.
21, or 20, it's 20 bucks.
All right, 20 bucks. There ain't nothing that beats your 15% bucket but frontlining a $295 broker and taking it as earned. If you're not frontlining a $295 broker and taking it as earned, then the next best way to make money in Ameriplan is to override your 15% bucket. Your 15% bucket is made up of all of your frontline RSDs and above. Let me explain. You have no bucket until you pop. You have no 15% bucket until you pop a frontline RSD.
And you're a senior.
Yeah, you got to be a senior. No, there's still a bucket. You just don't get qualified for it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, even if you're an RSD and you pop an RSD, there's a frontline bucket. You just ain't qualified to get the money yet.
Right.
So, you begin to create a 15% bucket as soon as you pop a frontline RSD. You say, well, what's in that bucket? Zero. You understand? When he puts on his first broker, his second, third, fourth, then first member, all the way to the sixth member, that all goes in your MR. Now, the day that guy makes RSD, he becomes a sales director. The 15% bucket is overriding your sales director's monthly revenue. They can't get a monthly revenue until they become sales directors. So the day they make RSD, the next piece of business, or business piece number 11, if they do it on a clean 4 and 6, it becomes business piece number 11, begins that RSD's MR. You override it at 15%. Anything from that moment forward, from business piece number 11, forward and downline and wide by that RSD or anything under him, goes into that 15% bucket until there's another RSD pop. That's your 10% bucket. And that's, by the way, half as much. You understand? The 15% bucket is 50% more than the 10% bucket. This is the big money. This is what makes up 85% of my check. My big money don't come from my 3% bucket. God bless all of you on my 4th through 11th level that I get paid down there on. But the big money is in the 15% bucket. If you want to build and drive your check, you build your 15% bucket by popping frontline RSDs and frontlining quality brokers. If you put on a member and you're as earned, household member, how much is that in residual income?
$5.99.
$5.99 in residual income for a member, and if you put on a $295 broker, it's
$20.
Four times greater to put on a broker. Plus, you can never override a member, and all the member can ever do for you is quit. So thus, we focus on popping frontline brokers and popping frontline RSDs. That's where the money is made. Those that have gone before you that make money have made it the same way. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put on at least 10 frontline brokers, and I'm going to pop at least 2 RSDs so that I create two more sales directors building their monthly revenue, establishing a monthly revenue that I override at 15%. All right? This will absolutely pulverize any other method of making money that you'll ever find anywhere. You know, I want you guys to understand, there's a lot of things being done out there. I just got an email from somebody that got nailed on the about using the script, not following the script, but using the interview style. Well, you know, you understand the temptation to go to this interview style is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. We left that behind for a strategic purpose and established ourselves on this presentation script in order to be non-threatening. We sacrificed the 14-minute presentation purposefully, not qualifying that prospect, because the opportunity that we offer is affordable to any internet lead, number one, and number two, we want to have a presentation mode that is duplicable for anybody with an 80 IQ in our downline. It don't matter how slick I am. All that matters is what everybody down there 7 levels deep with an 80 to 100 IQ that they can read. That's the only way you make money in this thing. I can sell ice cubes to Eskimos, and what does that do for you? Great! Steve can build rapport with ice cubes and Eskimos. Great! And you're going to pay your mortgage with that? Heck no, you ain't. You're going to pay your mortgage by passing on the simplest, most duplicable system that's humanly possible. And I'm jumping 2 foot back into the game, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do. And we're going to cut through all the mush-mosh and get back to the basics of a one-way system. Do this and don't fear 1% to the left or 1% to the right, and you'll have identical results. Guess what? Keep doing that, and you'll be the number 2 top producer in Ameriplan next year, because I will be the number 1 top producer in Ameriplan again. The scoreboard don't lie. Follow what's proven. The scoreboard don't lie. Don't reinvent the wheel. There's nothing new under the sun. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm setting up Mailbox Studio in the totally abandoning Postmaster. For one reason and one reason only. I can afford the $100, number one. Number two, well, I say one reason. I'm doing it not because I can afford it, but because I'm putting everybody else in the Mailbox Studio because it's easier than Postmaster. It's easier. And I don't feel hijacked by the vendor. But Mailbox Studio is up hearing it from everybody that gets in there and learns it. Man, that's so much easier. Well, that's music to my ears, because I need the simplicity of this to go 10 levels deep. That's the way I make money. I'm going to go to Mailbox Studio, and I'm going to get all of Tom Fennell's email campaigns. I understand when Troy Cotterman, who helped me write the emails, who was sitting by my side when we learned how to do HTML, tells me that that new email campaign is spanking what we used to do. I got the message, and I heard it from enough people. I'm going to get it and see what the thing can do. I'm going into iPro Direct. I'm going to open up an iPro Direct account tomorrow only for the phone surveyed leads. And I am not going into Cutting Edge Media on any package. They're oversold. The quality is down. And I am sick of hearing people buying those leads telling me that they're competing with 5 other people in the same day on the same phone call. I'm not doing anything GrowthPro. I'm not doing anything with Postmaster. I'm not doing anything with Simple as ABC. I'm hoping that iPro really produces these member leads as soon as tomorrow. So I'm going to bank my advertising buck there, that these are the 2 hottest things I know of right now. For the advanced computer user, already made RSD or above, trying to run big numbers now, it will definitely be time to step up into Mailbox Studio. And iPro Direct, I'm going straight after these high-quality, exclusive phone-verified leads. Dang, I mean, I think they're $5-6 or something, maybe $4-6. Anybody know? They sure ain't cheap. But what I'm hearing about them is, and people are closing 2-3 out of 10 or 20, I'm not 100% sure, but what I am thinking is that I'm going to close about half the people I talk to. So if their phone verifies that they're there, I'll out-pound the phone. Man, there's nobody that can pound. This is about phone pounding here. It's not for the guy who sends and receives for a living. This is not about clicking it on your computer. All you guys on instant message, by the way, I meant to talk about this. I want to slam everybody on instant message, and I keep forgetting. I can't do this on the big boy, on the big call on Monday night, because it'll freak out a lot of newbies. All you guys diddling around out there with instant messenger, don't you ever wonder why I'm not on there and I don't instant message? Because it's a horrible distraction to your business. There's nothing there but a distraction. There is no edification. There is certainly no 15% buckets being built. And I guarantee you there's no double-digit recruiting. Yeah. Man, I don't know how you guys have time to do the groceries, the lawn, the laundry, the kids, the food, and some of the other crises that I know so many of you go through, and pound the phone and then play with instant message on your computer. May the shame of embarrassment make you blush right now as you uninstall AOL Instant Messenger. Just blush, feel red in the face, guilty, toes stepped on, LOL, and almost fell off my chair laughing my ass off, and all those other little uninstall the program and get the heck back to work. Because somebody in your household must need this check. Out-recruit attrition. Don't cry over spilled milk. You can't push a rope. Out-recruit attrition until you hit exponential growth. The speed you set will determine the speed your team operates at. I'm about to kick the team up a notch. How am I doing it? I'm getting on the phone with you and saying, let's go, or I'm about to call you a sissy. You know, and I'm going to make sissy fun of you if I beat you. Here I am running your administrative true team downline database and everything else and living quite fine. I'm gonna call you a sissy if you don't step up to the plate with me. You better be emailing me a whining story or fax me your tickets because you're already booked to Honolulu or something. I don't even want to hear it. You know that? Because I'll do it from my cell phone if I have to. And this is how we get in the game and drive the check. Don't tell me it can't be done. I'm fixing to do it. I'll walk with you the whole way through it. Exactly what I'm going to do. How much money am I going to spend? Because I know there's a question. Exactly how many leads are you going to buy? What's the exact formula? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I'm sure it's going to be under $1,000. I mean, you know, I got to figure out what that means for Mailbox Studio and for those emails and for those phone verified leads. But I'm sure I'm going to do it for under $1,000. And I'm sure that I'm going to do it pounding the phone. I'm sure I'm going to do it pounding the phone. And as soon as I write a piece of business, by the way, I'm going to spend the money again as quick as I can, and I'm going to outspend you anyway, even if we both start with the same amount of money, because I'll turn it faster than you, and I want it more than you, and I'm challenging you to step right on up and lead by example, because the speed we establish here in leadership is the speed of the team. And if you have any hope of ever out-recruiting your chargebacks and beating attrition, then you better step up into double-digit recruiting and stop making yourself the crowned king of Ameriplan, because you ain't got the check yet. And this is how to get the check. You got to put on business and run the numbers until the exponential growth of your downline builder's bonus out-recruits your chargebacks and your attrition. And there's no other way to build this check. And you guys, many of you are getting very comfortable in checking out too early in the game. You didn't learn that from me. And know where you are and what you're doing. Just know where you are and what you're doing. Beat me. Drive your check. Or I'm going to call you a sissy. Sales group start at regional sales director with the 11th piece of business. How do you pop an RSD? To me, it's real simple. I sign the guy up. I tell him, great, I'm going to go get the thank you screen. No, not really. But I'm going to say, great, I'll be back with you within an hour with your website set up. And that email address is good. Are you available in an hour to go over the website? Great, great. I'll be talking to you real soon. I go get the thank you screen. I mean, if that credit card don't fly, I'm calling him right back. You know, I mean, I'm going to get the thank you screen, processing that application, and then I set up his ourtrueteam.com website. This is a huge announcement for those of you on the call using either Mailbox Studio or Postmaster. Change to ourtrueteam.com. You've already gone from trueteam.com to jointrueteam.com, and now I'm directing you to ourtrueteam.com. How do you know if you've successfully changed your mail merge fields? How do you know if you got the link right? Simple. Don't email it to a human being until you email it to yourself and properly diagnose this thing. Silly head, do you realize how many brokers tomorrow are going to change it and misspell our and spell H-O-U-R? And how all of their prospects are going to come to the house, and they're going to go into black holes, and they're going to be upset. And then I got to administrate all your lost prospects, looking, where did Billy go? Look, guys, don't be a dingbat. I'm changing the domain. Send it to yourself about 11 times till you got it right. Don't email me. Don't send it to a prospect. Don't send it to anybody. Test it with your mom. This should be basic to you. So always test your teaser pages, always test your links, send your emails to yourself, look at them before you unleash them on the world. Always, basic, common sense. You're responsible for that. Besides, you could be throwing money out the window. We are changing from jointrueteam.com to ourtrueteam.com. I hope that I drove the point in. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you better start emailing yourself quickly. And before you unleash it on the world, send it to yourself and test everything. All right, so I'm going to pop RSDs. RSDs don't pop themselves. I call the guy back. I set up his website. I ask him to log in with me. We go in the back office. I walk him through the 10 steps. And the bottom line of the whole 10 steps to me is simply how and why to make RSD. All the rest of that stuff is window dressing in my heart. Well, good email from Kyle. What leads we're going to put in Mailbox Studio? My son is the number 7 recruiter in Ameriplan. I know the only leads he got is that $75 a week weekly package from Fast MLM. But I'm going to be talking to that guy, Rob, at iPro Direct about being able to export the leads I buy over there and put them into Mailbox Studio so I can double hit on the leads I'm buying at iPro Direct. Good question, Kyle. Thanks for sending it in right here. But yeah, Daniel's still having success running clean email campaigns with those goofy, cheap, fast MLM leads. Anyway, I'm looking to improve upon that too, and I'm going to find out a better choice. But I'm hoping to get the leads out of iPro Direct to double dip them into my Mailbox Studio. That's my goal. I'm going to see if I can talk them into an export possibility, and that's my goal. All right, so I'm going to get on the phone as soon as I can get my hands on some prospects, even if I have to go in the next room and steal them from Daniel, because I'm a leadsaholic when I do this, and I really don't care where I get them from. I really don't care what it costs me. I'll try not to cheat on you and overbuy, I'll tell you that. But dang, I don't know of any other way to do this except by being a leadsaholic, and it didn't matter to me if I had to deliver pizzas, cut grass, wash cars, or dig ditches to buy leads. I've sold stuff to buy leads before. Let me tell you what, I've done some stuff. I've snitched out credit cards, secreted out credit cards Julie didn't know I was signing up for. What? It doesn't mean a thing to me. Because I get that money back like 100-fold over, by the way. And I have balls. There's no doubt about it that you got to have. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I have the ability to take a business risk. I am not fearful of heart in the business sense. I'm a true American entrepreneur. You got to have a little guts, folks. I got guts. Take some guts to be a successful, aggressive entrepreneur. No doubt about it. If my mom can babysit for senior citizens sleeping over in her apartment and make $70 cash a night, I could care less if I had to go down to the 7-Eleven or the Winn-Dixie or the local grocery store and stock shelves all night. So I could have a grand a month to buy leaves or a secret credit card would mean nothing to me. I could care less what it was. Never again give me a cappuccino from Starbucks. I hated the paying for the yuppie coffee. I knew how many leaves I could buy with that $7. Thank God I don't have to count those pennies like that anymore, but I'm telling you, I've been where you are. All it takes is guts. Nothing more than guts. The people without an advertising budget, quite frankly, have no guts. I could never say that on a personal one-on-one mentoring call, nor could I say it on a Monday night, but I could say it to you, warriors. If you don't have an advertising budget, you don't have any guts. Unless you're a cripple, at home, blind, quadriplegic, can't get out the door, can't work, can't move, afraid of sunlight, and have such a social anxiety disorder that you freak outside your own front door, then you have no guts. Because you ought to be delivering pizza, stocking shelves, babysitting, planting flowers, or digging ditches, or cutting grass, if that's what it takes. We need people with guts. That's how I got there. That's how Jarvis got there, and that's how everybody in between got there. Scott's laughing now. Well, Scott, you got guts. You ran the thing right up to where your dang lights got turned off. I hope I don't violate you by saying that, but the guy got guts. Runs it to the wall. Guts. I wonder why he's going to be our next national sales director. Takes guts. Man, we got people making some gutsy moves, and I got to tell you, they're my best friends. And I got two special ladies on my heart right now, downstate. Won't say their name. They gutsy. Man, I love when people have guts. Those are my heroes. Those are the people that I want to run with. You want to run with the big dogs? Got to have the guts of a big dog. Here's how I'm going to pop these RSDs. I'm going to get on the phone. I'm going to pitch this deal. With passion from my heart, standing up on my feet, dialing, smiling, and closing. With my headset on and a peanut butter sandwich under the door if necessary, if my stomach growls too loud. I guarantee you I won't be watching Bill O'Reilly anymore. Oh, the factor at 8 o'clock is going to have to wait. Because you'll never separate me from prime time. Not even with a crowbar. I'm serious. About prime time. And we're going to pitch this deal, and when I sign up a broker, within 2 hours, I'm going to be in a mega plead with him, pouring my heart out on why he should fast track to RSP. Within 2 hours. And within 2 hours, we're already going to be through with the whole thing, with the True Team website, who we are, links and the Yanks and all the blanks. And we're going to be talking about why fast track to RSD, because that's the whole bottom line of new broker training. And I'm going to ask this guy, and I'm going to get in the whites of his eyes, if he understands and wants it bad enough to go call out four favors among people that he knows. And I'm going to find out from him if he's willing and has the guts to make the team. I'm going to challenge him, man, with grit and teeth. I'm going to challenge him to the guts to call out four favors to go fast track to RSD. And you know I ain't giving him 21 days, right? I'm going to be talking 48 hours. You know that, right? You know I'm talking about a week at the most. I'm talking about I'm looking for the guys with guts that I'm going to back. I'm taking you with me to the six-figure income. In record time. You got the guts, show me, make the team. That's my whole purpose for getting back to this guy, is to see if I can find one with guts. Well, I'm going to separate the guts from the non-guts pretty quick there, and I'm still on day one, hour two. And there is no doubt that I'm either giving them the homework assignment of memorizing the script so I can share my prospects with them, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I say, or he's going to call Uncle Bobby and call out a favor, because we've already discussed it. It's Bobby, Ted, Carol, and Alice. Boom. That's who he's going to call on a favor and call me back when 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Right.
No, man, I'm serious, are you? I'm serious about this thing, are you? I'm going to pop fast track RSDs in a number of hours, not weeks. The other ones are going to get trueteam.net/scripts. And I'm going to say, Bobby, here's what I'm willing to do. I understand that you can't, won't, can't, ain't got the guts, won't, don't, can't be, bumble. 80% of the people ain't going to call in for favors. 8 out of 10 of them are going to choke. So I don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. I give all 8 of the other ones a chance to step up to the plate and work the hottest prospects ever created by internet marketing. For they come from the TrueTeam system, one and alone. And we are the number one fast-growing team in Ameriplan. We rock the scoreboard. Proportionately, it's unbelievable how we dominate this thing. I'm going to give you the best we know how to develop. These people are literally raising their hand and saying, sign me up. What do I need to do? Tell me how to get into Ameriplan. Now, I'm going to give them to you as a gift, Bobby, but they are not a gift from Julie and I to Bobby and Carol. They're a business investment. I'll share them with you. We'll go make a grand right now. All you got to do is 2 things. Number one, memorize the script and call me tomorrow, and I'd give them the routine. You know the routine. And number two, reinvest and help others the same way. Because bottom line here, to drive your check, I'm going to give you a bottom line. I'm at 10:58. I'm trying to finish on time. I'm at 10:58. I want to give you the bottom line. He who serves his frontline brokers builds the biggest check. I'm going to serve them if they step up. I'm going to wash their feet. I'm going to share my leads with my frontline broker. I'm going to pop them to RSD. I'm going to squeeze them to reinvest and get on the internet and follow my program. Because I don't override his bucket until business piece number 11. It doesn't stop there. It begins the day he makes RSD. You understand? It begins that day. Servant leadership, by example. Pour yourself out into what you do with a passion and a dynamic commitment of supporting others in them getting what they want. And your check's going to grow at record pace. You and your organization are going to out-recruit attrition, and you're going to wear a founder's ring in Ameriplan. So that's what I'm going to do, and if you don't beat me, I'm going to call you a sissy. I love you guys. Stay tuned to True Team Support. I'm going to keep you up. I'm going to keep you updated every day on the way as I go. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.
Presentation mode is now disabled. Presentation mode is now enabled.